So why don't we do it together? Okay?
I'll do it by myself.
Okay.
Let's start by, if you guys can say your name, please.
Okay. John Grant.
I'm Roger Grant. I'm 8 years old. And I used to play hockey at the Godson Arena with the league CYO. I used to go there every weekend and practice or play a game against other teams. And here's my dad.
So we've been coming to the arena for the last 4 years, where my son plays hockey. A couple of years ago, his team only had one coach, and so seeing that the coach needed more help, I volunteered to pitch in a little bit, and then was quickly recruited to become the official assistant coach, and so got to see all the old dressing rooms, and especially the dressing room on the far east side of the arena is one that's very large, but it has ductwork running through it and low beams and pillars in the middle of it. So it's a very atmospheric and in some ways bizarre looking change room, but it is also a change room that you would never find today, just because of the layout and the types of, obviously the very obvious building materials and structures that are in it. So it's a fun and characterful arena to be in. Roger's coming back.
And last night I watched the St. Catharines Falcons game against Thorold, and they won 6-2.
Yeah, that was our first and only attendance at a Junior B game.
No, we didn't go more.
Yeah, but our first time here. Attending
what
a junior
you find
game.
Most fun about the game?
The horn.
When St. Catharines would score a goal.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty great.
Any particular play that stood out to you at all? Any big hit? Any big goal?
Maybe the goal on the breakaway.
Yeah, and when the people fought.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There were some scrums and a few punches thrown.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
What do you find most interesting about coaching, especially coaching your son?
It's interesting that all the kids, you know, have moments when they, you know, can listen a little better, and they also have moments where they do really well with listening. But I find that when it comes to coaching, the kids of coaches always do better when they're listening to other coaches. It's like they take their sort of home life onto the ice with them, and don't necessarily think that they have to listen to their parent as much during a practice or a game. So it's I think I would prefer coaching kids that aren't my own, because there seems to be a greater sort of level of communication and I don't want to say respect. That's not quite the right word, but I'm sure you know what I mean. Okay, I think that's it for us.
All right.
Thanks so much.
No problem.